Friday, Tera Mashta, Zayin, Kislev, Toshin Pei Aleph, Reb Avraham Hyman. Mute yourself.
Start with a short vault on the Pasha. Says by Yaakov Avinu, in the end of the Pasha, Yaakov Avinu, Lavan finally arrived, he caught him up, and Lavan said to him that really I was going to fight you. You, your children, your grandchildren, my grandchildren. That was the plan. What happened? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said to me last night in a dream, don't touch Yaakov Avinu, it's not worth it, it's not something you're allowed to do. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told me, so I'm not going to. So Lavan says, let's make a deal here. He wanted to make a deal, a bris, between us, and we're going to make a gal. Gas Hadusa. So Yaakov Avinu told his children to get together and get the stones to build this gal. So Shaila is, what was Yaakov Avinu trying to teach his children here? They had to get his children together to build this gal. To put a few stones together. He had plenty of avodim. Tens, hundreds, hundreds and hundreds of avodim. What did his children start dragging stones? Yaakov Avinu wanted to teach his children a Mordechai lesson. Talk about Lavan here, yeah? This Lavan, Yaakov Avinu arrived in his house. He came running out towards him. He finally brought him inside. He fopped him on and on, starting off with the Roch and Aleah. He finally worked for years and years, he's working there, 7 years of work. As Yaakov Avinu's mayor, the Chalani Karach Balaylo, is freezing cold, and he's working for 7 years, Ben Munna, and then he gives him the wrong wife, and he gives him both of them. And then he decides he's going to pay him something, and he switches around 100 times, on and again and again. This is the grace of Lavan. He finally decides he's leaving and realizes that Lavan's not going to let him leave, so he runs off without him. And Lavan's running after him to do what? Posh to kill him. To kill his daughters, to kill his grandchildren. That's what happens to a person like Lavan. The only reason, even Lavan is also Moedi, he comes and tells Yaakov, I was going to kill you. He tells him, I was on my way with my men, we were going to fight you, to kill you. The only reason why not is Pasha Kadosh Baruch Hu told me not to. Yeah, what would the person think about Zad Lavan? Yaakov Avinu standing there with all his children, all his grandchildren, and there's got the Zayda Lavan, who drove them mad for years. He finally got away with him, and he's running after him to kill him. And then Lavan says, you know, Yaakov, let's make a bris. Chofetz Chaim used to laugh, a bris with Lavan. There's not going to be much of a bris, this, right? It's not going to be more than a one-sided. Everyone knows who Lavan is. All the children, the grandchildren, everyone knew already who this Lavan is. And he wants to make a bris. Yaakov just said to him, a bris with you, look what you've done to me all these years. And finally, after all that, you come running after to kill us. We'll bris with you. It's not going to be a two-sided. Yaakov Avinu's all happy with himself, all calm. He says, Loma Vada, we're going to make a bris. What's the bris going to be? I'm not going to leave your children. I'm not going to leave my wives. I don't know what to let them perish. Lavan's one who's running after people to kill people, not Yaakov. No, Yaakov nods to Lavan for sure. We're going to make sure everything should go like you want. I should look after my wives. Yaakov Avinu, he's an old man. He wasn't a young man anymore. Right? And an 90-year-old is telling him to look after his wife. Shain. Yaakov sits there calmly, and he nods to him, and he gets all his children together, making a bris with Lavan. Yeah, Yaakov Avinu wants to show his children that when it comes to people like that, you go along. After all, Yaakov Avinu made sure to get his way all the way along, but Lavan wants to make a bris. We're gonna go with him. We're going to make a big Yagas Hadusa, we're going to make him. And he got all his children together. You don't have to always fight people. You go along. That's what Lavan wants. We'll go along with him. Who is this bris for me? I don't need it. Lavan, we've got nothing to talk about anyway. But Shain, if that's what Lavan wants, we'll go with him. Right, that's the vault. Now we're going to go back to a bit of loving, the Gemara and Brochus. It's an Inyan, Simon Kufches, Malocha, a person who misses a tefillah. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, this is a Gemara in the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar, Gemara and Brochus, Daf Chavov and Mandalov. A person who's missed the davening, the Gemara wants to know, can you be mashlemit? And the Gemara says, what's the shaila? Because on the one hand, tefillah is b'mokken carbon. And a person who misses a carbon, of a yoymoy, bottle carbonu. You miss a carbon, that's it, it's finished. So the Gemara dilma, kivan dit sloysa rachmihi, davening is rachmonus, kol emas deboy matzli vozil. Right, the person who wants to daven, can daven as much as he wants, so he's missed this man tefillah. So let him be mashlemit with another tefillah. And the Gemara says it can be mashlemit tefillah. Alright? So this is in Siman Kuf Ches, a person who's missed a davening and can daven. Now the Gemara Mbe says an important thing, that a person who missed a mincha on Shabbos, right? So he's on Shabbos now and he's missed mincha. So now he's arrived at Motzah Shabbos and he's got two tefillahs to do. Right? He's got a daven Marv twice. So he's davening like the Gemara. The first one comes is a Marv. When he's done the tefillah which he has to do, the Marv, then he can be mashlim the mincha. Memela zot the Gemara. A person has to be mavdol, right? We're talking Motzah Shabbos, you have to get in atochoin, you have to get the havdola, atochoin antonu, which is the ik havdola is bitfila. Gemara says then they moved it over to make alakos, they moved it back to tefillah, and they left both. But there's a havdola bitfilah. So a person who's missed mincha on Shabbos, and he's on Motzah Shabbos now, the first tefillah is going to be a mariv, and then he's going to be mashlim his mincha. So in the first tefillah of mariv, he has to do havdola. And then afterwards, when he's mashal the mincha, he's already done avdol. He don't need to be mavdil twice. Second one, he's not mavdil. So the Gemara, what happens? This fellow was mavdil barishoino. In the first davening, which was he wasn't mavdil barishoino, and he was mavdil bishniyot. He missed out the havdol in the first one. So what's he done? He's shown us that the first one he's doing for mincha, and then the second one he's doing for marev. So you're not yotzer, right? That's the Gemara. Why not yotzer? Because you have to start with the main tefillah. Tefillah of Mariv, the tefillah you're standing by, and then only afterwards you can mash another tefillah. This is brought halacha, Simon Kuches, Sif Aleph.
You're going to have to daven again,
not the Gemara. Start again. Kuches, Sif Aleph. Ta, oinanas, vleis paddle. A person davens twice. What Dr. Machabi have to make sure? Rishona, let's say a person missed Shachris. Woke up late, very late, in these days 10 to 12 is Chatzos. Half an hour after Chatzos, 20 past 12. After 20 past 12, there's no way out anymore, right? About half an hour, a big shayla. Okay, let's not go into it. Al Kaparim is missed Shachris. Woken up late, 1 o'clock is missed Shachris. Right, he's up to Mincha now. So Dr. Mechabi has to make sure he's showing on Mincha. The first davening davening is going to be a Mincha. The Hashniya leTashlumim. Then afterwards, after he's finished his Mincha, this next fellow he's going to be doing is going to be a Tashlumim. Ve'im Hepech. He thinks, look, I'm still up to Shachris, so I'm going to do Shachris first. And then I'm going to do mincha lo yotza. He's up to mincha. The mincha is a good for mincha, and he has to then daven a third time for the shachris. Right, that's the halacha. Now the Magen Avraham and Taz are very upset about this because they kind of like Bishlim in the Gemara. He's shown us what he's doing. Right, if he's not mavdil in the first, he's up to Motzah Shabbos. Right, we're going back to the Gemara's case where he missed the mincha on Shabbos and he's up to Mariv Motzah Shabbos. So in the Mariv. The first Mariv, where he was supposed to, if the first one is Mariv, you do have dollar. When you're mashal in the mincha, you don't have dollar. This fellow has shown me that he's doing the other way around. In the first davening, he didn't do have dollar because he wants to be mashal in his mincha first. The second davening, he puts in the half dollar. So he's shown me that he's switched it around. But the person doesn't show me anything. Randomly, middle of the week, he's missed two davenings, davened twice. And he davens twice. Now, he's not, in his kavala, in his mind, he thinks this one should be. First it should be the Hashlomer, and then the Ikat Tefillah. It's all in his mind. Magen Avraham Taz is very upset about this. You don't see anything. There's no wrath in the Gemara to Mechan to daven again. And they hold. You shouldn't be Mechuv to daven again. So the Prim Kodim said, you should always make a tonight, right? The way out, always, whenever you have a Sofag in Tefillah, the way out is, you make a tonight. If I'm Mechuv, I'm davening. If I'm not Mechuv, I'm not daven. So on this halach, at the end of the day, the Mishabur brings from the Prima Golden that person should make a tonight. If he switched around, he didn't know. Fellow told me that he ended up yesterday in a minion, Sunday. It was a bit of a late minion. It was officially starting 11:30 to catch Chatzos. It's 10 to. Until it started, it was 10 to brochas. Time got Shemon Esra, it was even later. But it was basically 20 past 12 and after, which is the half an hour after Chatzos. So he's thinking to himself, what does Ma Mincha? Can't daven Shachris Ma Mincha. He didn't know what to do, he wasn't sure. Right? So now, his din is this fellow who's missed Shachris, he's now got to daven Mincha first, before he does Shachris. Right? So he thought to himself, it's Ma Mincha. The people here are up to Shachris in this Heichal HaKodesh. Showing to, in my mind, or it's Shachris or it's Mincha. That's what he thought to himself. Now, so I said to him, what do you do next? That was it. He went home. I said, well, why am I Hashlama? If you're doing Mincha, you miss Shachris. So I said, what do you do for Mincha? I daven Mincha hours later. Shkir time. 4 or 5 o'clock. So I said, and then what were you davening? Again, he wasn't sure. If he was allowed to daven Shachris after Chatzos in time of Mincha, so he done Shachris then, now it's Mincha. If then was Mincha, so what's he up to now? He's up to Shachris.
Right?
Tefillin, he can do anything. Tefillin for 1 minute of the day. Makes no difference when you put on tefillin. So you have to put it in the morning with the Shachris, that's all. Yeah, the tefillin you have to put on for 1 minute. All those of Cholam Moed who have a Sofer, at home, B'tzina, you put on for a minute. Moshe Netz Shoal, the Minig HaMokim is not to put on tefillin. Those who do put on tefillin, put it at home for a minute or two. Shmach, wait, there's no, doesn't the tefillin not back of. Right? So now, that's Sif Aleph, where a person has to start with his tefillah. Now comes the shayla, how many tefillahs can a person be mashlim? Right? This is a big machlokas in the Rishonim, the Torah brings down three shittas. The Bahag said, within the day, if you missed, the day starts with Maariv, then Shachar and Mincha, right? Our day starts at night, and we go till night to night. So, you miss the Maariv, Shachar and Mincha, you miss the Maariv, you miss the Shachar, it can still be mashlim and Mincha, the Maariv and the Shachar. Within the same day, you can be mashlim the tefillahs. That's the Bahag shittah. The other shittah, which is Rov Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rashbam, and the Rambam, and the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yona, many Rishonim, they all say you've got one tefillah to be mashlim. You miss Shacharis, you can do Mincha twice. You miss Shacharis and Mincha, Shacharis is finished, it's over. Maariv, you can still be mashlim the Mincha, right? So you've got the Maariv and the Mincha. You miss Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, too bad. The next day in Shacharis, you can take one tefillah. The last tefillah you missed, that one you can be mashlim. The Rashba says no. The person who says his mashlim, the person's not well. He was on a ventilator for 10 weeks, right? Three tefillahs a day. That's 21 a week, 10 weeks, 210 Shemoneh Esrei is missed. Right? There's people now who missed a few hundred tefillahs, not the Rashba. He wakes up, he can be mashlim all the tefillahs, 300 tefillahs. Okay, so he'll get himself together, put himself together, and he davens. Noch a tefillah, noch a tefillah, noch a tefillah. He can mashlim as many tefillahs as he wants. You have to do the order for the Rashba, you start with the tefillah of now, and you go backwards. No, I'm up to Shacharis now, right? So I do Shacharis, and then I'm mashlim Mincha, Maariv, Mincha, Shacharis, Maariv, Mincha, Shacharis, right? I'm going backwards. Yeah, you go, that's it. It's all Kavanah, Kavanah Saleh. Not Makkah, you know. Yes. No, because we'll see later. Whenever you're mashlim, you do that tefillah. Weekday, you do weekday tefillahs for Shabbos, and Shabbos, you do Shabbos tefillahs for weekday. That we're going to get to. Right? So the Rashba, behold, mashlim all the tefillahs.
You answered the case, but you asked before. You said the person down in Shacharis. 12:30, and then come in at 5 o'clock. Didn't know what he did first.
Yeah, that's also was wrong. I'm going to see why that fellow did wrong, because he's supposed to daven them together. We're also going to get to that, but yeah, but
you have to know what you're doing, or not.
Yeah, so we see here that the Rambam Taz was saying, you have bedas, but it's not ma'akav, it's only in your mind. But ba'etzim, yeah, you have to have mechavim for each tefillah. I'm davening Shacharis, now I'm davening yesterday's Maariv, yesterday's Mincha. You have to have a hefsek between each one.
He didn't know what he did, but he did it right, okay? He didn't know which one is mashlim. He didn't know if
Shacharis. Oh, it's also good. As long as he mashlim tefillahs. Ramal says you stay ashrei between each tefillah. Or you wait at the Hiluch Dal Adamas, which is about 2 seconds. You wait a few seconds and you daven. That's what the Rashba holds. Mechai comes out. Daven can mashlim all the tefillahs. Now, Halacha is not the Beis Yosef, since most Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, and Tosfos, all the Rishonim say one tefillah. That's it. You can't be mashlim more than one tefillah. That's what we pass, and you've only got one tefillah. Afbi Kain, Zog and the Rishonim. That you can do about, as we always said, a person who wants to mashlim begeder of he's moisif something in his tefillah, in the dover, you can mashlim the dover. So divinely davens, let's say he wakes up, he davens his shacharis, and he can mashlim his maariv. That's it, finished. Hashlama din hashlama is over, closed. If he wants now to mashlim all those tefillahs, you have to all be in the dover. Whenever you do a tefillah in the dover, you have to mechadish ba dover, right? You have to add something onto it, mechadish something new that you need. So that's what we paskin, one tefillah. You miss the person, Mr. Shach, so Mincha is up to Maariv now. Can mashlim, he does Maariv. He's mashlim his Mincha, and that's it. If he wants to do Benadov Shachris, he can do another one. Or more, he can do Benadov Shachris. Magavram says that it's very hard to do Benadov, because whenever you do Benadov, you have to add something on. And the Ramah says earlier in Simukov Zion, there has to be a new Chiddush, something new which came up now. A new Tefillah which he suddenly thought of. Now, a person has just done two Tefillahs, right? He's just done, he missed Shach, so Mincha, he's done a Maariv, and he's mashlim the Mincha. Now, after both tefillahs, he has to now be nischadish by him, something new which he didn't think of in the last 10, 15 minutes that he's been davening already two tefillahs. So, it's very difficult to have that. Something he didn't think of. Yeah. He's just davened? Maariv? Okay, you have to think of it. He's davened the Maariv, he's davened the Mincha, and he has to find something new which he didn't have on his mind in the last 10 minutes after two tefillahs to be mashlim. So, Magram says it's very difficult to be mashlim this. Yeah, we're going to get there. So now, that's the Mogen of Rom. So Mogen of Rom says he doesn't really see this being very practical. Usually you end up with two Shemoneh Esreis at the most, and that's it. Again, if you make a Tanai, the Mishnah Berurah, Halacha L'maaseh, a person can make a Tanai, if I'm allowed to do it, because it's Machlokes, because you have to Mechadosh Dover or not. So you can make a Tanai again, if I have to Mechadosh and I can't daven. So it should just be a Nedover. If not, I can daven. But the Ikka, our Halacha of Hashlama is you only get one davening. You can imagine one davening. What?
Forgot to do Tashlumin Bar Shabbos, and remember by Mincha,
No, that's a person also said. That's it. Once you've got till the next verse of Mashlemit, if you've jumped, you've also missed it. If you've missed the whole zman of Shachris, right? He missed Maariv, he davened Shachris. Mincha remembers about Maariv, it's too late. Once he davened Shachris, it's over. Now, the Shai, what's the reason of this? Taz brings from the Levush, what's the reason? Why do you have to start with the tefillah of Chiyuv and only then be Mashlim? Ad k'dei kach, the Gemara says, Me'akuf. That person who started Tashlumim, then he did the Chayvot, that was the third time. So Taz brings from the Levush. The Levush said, they've got a cloud, Tadi, v'shein lo Tadi, right? We all know what that means. Tadi, v'shein lo Tadi, Tadi Kaidim. You got something which is Tadi, this is done frequently. So you start with Tadi, Zot the Levush. This fellow, let's say, missed Shachris, right? He's up to Mincha now. Now, in the Zman Mincha, what's more frequent? To daven Mincha, Mincha time? Or for those Shlemils, whoever you want to call them, who are busy being Mashlem Shachris in Mincha time? I think everyone agrees in this room that what comes first? What's the Tadi? I've added the Mincha's the Tadi. Most people in Klal Yisrael now davening Mincha in Zman Mincha. Yeah, those people who miss Shachris, for whatever reason, could be an oinus, very nice reason, but he's davening his Shachris in Mincha time, Zot the Levush. On this, we'll say Tadi, Vishen, Tadi, Koidim, Zot Levush. But this fellow's Miss Shachris, so he's got a Mincha in front of him, and he's got a Shachris because he's Miss Shachris, and he's got a Din to be Mashlim Shachris. So for him, he's got a time to do, his time now is to do both. His time is to do a Shachris and a Mincha. What should he start with? Yeah, but in this time of the day, it's not the Levush. Levush wants to time, in this time of the day, if you're looking one as a Mincha and one as a Shachris, then the Mincha is looked as a Tadi, and the Shachris is looked as an Eilu Tadi. The Taz Be'er of time is what you're timing. That if he's got a din to be mashlim, the shachris, and if his din is the person who misses a tefillah can do two tefillahs in the next one, so then for the clapping this person, then they're both toddy. They're both now supposed to be done. So the Taz, and the Mog Avraham brings this loshen, that's so after it comes, it looks like this loshen comes to Tosfos, there's a bit merames on this loshen. So on the side of Tosfos, they add on a word or two to Tosfos, and they say it comes from the Rif. The Nusach, the post in the Taz Mog Avraham news, which is this is a loshen on side of the Gemara from the Rif, Choyvas Shaiti. When I'm standing in Mincha, right, so the Chayva now is to daven Mincha. There's no Chayva to daven Shachris in Mincha time. Shachris to daven Shachris, Mincha, Mincha, Marav, Marav. Now you have a special halacha, which comes from the Gemara, which we paskin. He missed Shachris, right? So Onas overslept the whole way through. So he's got a special, we give him a special leeway that with his Mincha, after Mincha, you could mashlim your Shachris. No, there's a certain Chavivos of a mitzvah b'shaite, it's a loshon atas. Chayvas shaite. That Chaviva says, start with the Mincha. Now up to Mincha, we start with the Mincha. Once you've done the Mincha, now you can start being Mashlim Yashachris. That's the Taz Magal Avraham, that's how they say. It's not me didn't told you. Oh, now, we'll move on. So now, when you are doing this Hashlama, right? So the Rishonim bring a Rashba. The Rashba said that the Tefillah has to be done together. When a person's davening, he's Mishra Chetav Mincha. You don't daven Mincha now. And then, somewhere between the next few hours, I'll do my Shachris. The Rashba says you have to do them both together. Not the Mechaba, Ha, the Mashlim Sedin of the Rashba, comes only from the Rashba. There's no story about it. The Rashba came up with this. Ha, the Mashlim had Tfilah Shehefsit, a person who's being Mashlim is Shachris, which he missed, and he's up to Mincha now. Dafka Bizman Tfilah, Bishar Shezman Tfilah Loi. You have to do them together. You wait to Hiloch of Dalad Amos, you wait a few seconds, straight away you've done one Tfilah, you straight away do the next Tfilah. So again, Mishal Boros says, but the Evet not Makav, the person forgot, he davened Mincha. And then he remembers only afterwards that he missed the Tefillah. I'm not sure this can happen, let's say, with the Mincha in the winter, right? It's very knap there, the Mincha. The person's used to davening at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock through the summer. And then it comes to the winter. So in the first week of Elul, right, you can't yet daven at 1, because it's not yet the time. You can only daven something between 1:30 and then 5:30. So for a lot of people, that's bang in the middle of the day. And they possibly forget about Mincha, it happens. So he comes to Maariv now, and he forgot, he didn't think about Mincha. He davens Maariv. And then later on in the evening, a few hours later, he goes to bed. Suddenly he chaps himself, Mincha, 1 minute, what happened to Mincha today? I missed the whole Mincha. What do you mean? At 1 o'clock went to eat. Then he makes a chash when he realizes he missed Mincha. Now he's longer than Maariv. He's on his way to bed now. 11 o'clock. So that mission brought B'di'evet, you can still be mashing that Mincha. You're still within the Zman of Maariv, B'di'evet, you can be mashing it. Or B'etzin Chetchila, this din of the Rashi, which is Paskins, you have to do one Tefillah after the next. You make it like one big Tefillah. This Tefillah, and then you mash the other Tefillah right next to it. Now, so what can I do Chazos Shatz? So it makes a big shine in the postgame. Because we know Chazos Shatz is only given for an Enu Boki. A person who can't bother davening, he says, ah, I can't bother davening, too shvach. I'll listen to Chazal Shatz. I'll sit down, stand up, whatever you want. I'll listen to Chazal Shatz. The Maaseh, we're not allowed to. Chazal Shatz is a takana which stays, but a person can't use Chazal Shatz for his own davening because it was given for Eino Boki, it wasn't given for Boki. Rabbanu took it away for a Boki. Only for a person who doesn't know how to daven, doesn't know how to read. I remember I was in Russia once and I saw this boy shocking away. And I knew this boy had just about joined this school there in St. Petersburg. I knew he couldn't read. So I asked one of the other boys, what's he doing? Shocking for 10 minutes over this Russian sitter. This guy knows how to read so quickly. Just about joined, he found out that his mother was Jewish and father wasn't. Kitsi came with his brother to this school. So he says to me, look at his sitter. I said, well, he says one side is Hebrew, another side is translated into Russian, right? So Oscar Bokshe managed to translate not only English, Russian and German, plenty of language, Portuguese, whatever you want. He's not reading the Lashon HaKodesh, he's reading the other side. Elate. He's reading. Davening Tashem. Oh, so now. So Chazal Shatz, a person like that who won't have the Ikat Tefillah, Lashon HaKodesh, the eight of him would be to listen to Chazal Shatz. But people like us, who are Bikim, we know how to read, you can't use Chazal Shatz. Oh, so I had this Taina. So I used this Taina to for Big Chakir, which we're going to come up, maybe we'll discuss it, if the time allows, it's beginning this. From this is Mavua, just to answer you in short, is that's Pshat in the Rajbah. Why do you have to do the tefillahs one after the next is, it's not that you are now doing Mincha, and then you're Mashlim Shachris. You've missed Shachris. Your din is that you can do a double Mincha. So if you're doing a double Mincha, you have to do them together. Right? It's a double mincha. So, if I've got a chazal shatz in the mincha, I can use that for my shachris, because my shachris now turned into mincha. I've lost shachris. The lomtsa shloma is, do a double mincha. No, it's chazal shatz in mincha, and it's a mincha. Right? Many rise the can.
According to you, the seder's not makir. If you can do a double mincha,
it's not makir. Yeah, but well, no, we can't start with tashlomin, and the double mincha means double mincha, and double it over for your tashlomin. Right, you can't do number two before number one. Yaakovina was notes at first, but he came out second. Right, there's a Seder. Oh, so now, that's Chazal Shatz. The Mishnah Berurah from Radvaz, if you're the Baal Tefillah, then there's no problem. If you're the Baal Tefillah, you are the Chazan. So this fellow woke up late for Shach, nobody knows, he's Baal Tefillah for Mincha. So he's davening Mincha, he's the Chazan. When he does the second Mincha, right, he's going over, he's the Chazan himself. That's the easy way out. He's mecham for himself, this Chazal Shatz should be my extra tefillah of before. And that way he's gotten both tefillahs. So the person doesn't want to daven one after the next. If he chaps the omud, Mr. Mankoff, yeah? You chap the omud, you can chap the tashlumin with your with the omud. Ah, Yalav Yavoy. Just the Yalav Yavoy. Ah, okay. Right, but I don't think that was right anyway. Okay. Now, here comes another Shaila. The Mordecai Shaila that Mishnah Berurah brings. A person davened, and he missed out Yom Rosh Chodesh. He missed out his Yalav Yovel. All right, he davened, he's up. He's forgotten about Shachris, right? He's missed Shachris, woken up late. He's missed Shachris. He's up to Mincha now. He davened Mincha, ends the Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, and he's forgotten Yalav Yovel. In the second davening, davened's over again. He's davening the second tefillah for Shalom for Shachris. And in the second way around, he's done a bit quicker. Somebody else, Baruch Hashem, overheard the fellow next to him mumbling it. Somebody likes to say it loud to help out other people. Some people don't like it. I think it's a shtigal atova. Others hold it's a shtigal b'zayin for davening. Okay, you can do what you want. So now, he remembers the Yalav Yovel, right? So in the second davening, did the Yalav Yovel. Now, so he's missed the Yalav Yovel in the first davening. So he's finished now two tefillahs, right? The first tefillah was Mincha. That was the Chovah of Mincha. And that one he missed the Yalav Yovel. So he's not Yotze. The second davening, which was Ashlom for Shachris, he's now done. He's Ashlom. The problem is, if he's not yotz the Mincha, he's davening Mincha again. A person's Kumdes now, what's he got left? So his Mincha wasn't yotz. After the Mincha, he did the Ashlom for Shachris. But now he's Mechoy Mincha still. The problem is, Ashlom came first. So does he have to daven another twice?
Yes.
It's not the pre-chodesh. Daven another two times. He ended up with four Shemon Esras. The first one, which was Mincha, he wasn't yotz. Did Tashlumin without the Mincha, is also not Yotze. Yeah. So you're up to naught, you have to start again. Daven Mincha. Make sure you remember Yalav Yovel this time. Because don't want to have to him davening more than four times. Do Mincha, and then be Mashal Shachris, right? So he's going to have four Shmoneh Esros one after the next.
Can you
not do it? No, you can't wait. You can only in the next tefillah. If you miss Shachris, you've got to do it in the Mincha. If you don't do it in the Mincha, then you've lost it. Once it comes to Maariv, you've missed it. So this fella's just done. If he misses. Right. So he's not Yetzalash Shlom of Shacharis. So he's left with naught. Now, if he waits for Maariv, then he can be Mashal in Mincha, but he's lost his Shacharis. He doesn't want to move out in Shacharis. Right. So Mincha's gone. Mincha's annulled. And that is not Yetzalah. Because he can't do Tashlum before Chayva. So he's not Yetzalah. He's left with naught. Not Pre-Chodesh. Daven twice. Then it's amazing. There'll be a shalom amazing. The amazing doesn't get hold in Ashlomah. It's another aloch here. Person that says shayin, forget it.
Can you say Yadivin Yovel Rod? It's not Rosh Chodesh.
Well, it's not Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah,
oh, that's another aloch. A person that comes. The time is getting late. There's many different nekudas here. So let's just stop on this a minute. Here's a big shayla. Yadivin Yovel. A person that missed out Yadivin Yovel is if he hasn't davened. All the 18 brachas, 19, we have 19 brachas, right? There were most of Lama Shinim. We have 19 brachas. He's done all the brachas. Arish Chodesh, Chazal Mechav, what we call to add on a Haskar of Yalav Yove. Does that take the whole tefillah, make as if the whole tefillah is garnished, or not? So this is a Shailin and Rishonim. Shailin Tosfos on the page, of Machlokes Tosfos and Chachmei Provantia. Is it, it's garnished in tefillah, or is it tefillah, but you've missed the Rishon Mechav, Rabbon of Mechav, what's Nafgamina? So the Tosfos is discussing there's two Tosfos about this. What's the Tosfos talking about? They've got a case like this. There's two. I've got it written here. A person. This is the shayla. A person now who was on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Mincha. This is Machlokes Rishonim. This comes from Tosfos. He's on Mincha Rosh Chodesh, and he missed Yalav. He forgot to say Yalav Yovel. And now, so he comes to. He forgot to daven again. He forgot Yalav Yovel, and off he went home. He comes to Maariv, and he realizes he wasn't yet to Mincha. Right, so he wants to now be Mashlim that Mincha. The problem is that in Maariv, like you said before, you're not going to get a Yalav Yovel. So is there any tachlis in davening again? The whole thing, what did I miss in my mincha? I missed my Yalav Yovel. Now by the time it gets to Maariv, it's the next day for us. There's no Yalav Yovel anyway, so you're not gaining anything.
Yeah, because
the first tefillah was no good. Oh, so this is Machlokes Tosfos. Do we say the person missed Yalav Yovel, he's done a tefillah, but the Rabbanon say daven again because you missed the haskar of Yalav Yovel? That you can't say Yalav Yovel by itself. Yalav Yovel has to come in a davening. So the whole davening is all round just to get that Yalav Yovel again. So this fellow who, if he's davened, he's missed the Yalav Yovel, right? So his whole Ashlama in Maariv would only be, the whole davening is only to get that Yalav Yovel. But this fellow here is davening in Maariv, is standing in Maariv now. Rosh Chodesh is one day. Rosh Chodesh, once he gets to Maariv, there's no use in davening again because you're not going to get that Ashlama.
There's no enough commitment between you miss Shabbos Mincha, you do Ashlama Maariv.
Right, because that's
normal Maariv.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shalom on
Israel, so the same here.
So this is the same thing, same shalom. So now, that's also shalom. The Torah speaks out there. There we allow it because really on Shabbos you're supposed to be davening Yud Ches. You're supposed to have a normal davening on Yud Ches, a normal weekday davening on Shabbos, not the Torah. Why don't you daven a week of davening on Shabbos? Rabban weren't matriach a person to have a whole long davening on Shabbos. Be'etzem, on Shabbos you should be davening a normal Shemoneh Esrei. So a person who missed the mincha, I don't mind davening a Yom Chol for Shabbos. Right, so what should I do now? Zot Tosfos. It's a waste of time. He's missed his Yalav Yovel mincha. The whole reason why he's going to daven again is only to get that Yalav Yovel. And again, tomorrow we're not going to get it. Zon Chachav Avanti, no. A person doesn't do what the Rabbanon said. It's Keloi, Hispavel, Klal. He's missed that mincha. So now, when it comes to Maariv, and Maariv has no Yalav Yovel, you daven Maariv twice. Are you not gaining? Of course you're gaining, because the mincha is rubbed out. The mincha is missed. You're standing in Shachris now, he's missed the mincha, so you daven twice. So this, so the Kum Dois, the Shana Tois is, a person who's missed Askara is as if he's missed the whole davening, the davening's not there. Or no, the davening is there. Just missed Askara. Zog the Stipler, Moridika Shaila here. A person davened, and he missed the same Talimotum. He missed the same Talimotum. He comes to the next davening, and then he chaps. The next davening, when he was mashlim, right? He's davening in his mincha, he's mashlim in the next tefillah, he remembers, oh, the same talimotah suddenly. Oh, I missed the same talimotah before. So we said a minute ago from the pre-chadosh, if the first davening is cut out, right? You missed out Seitan Motto, you missed out Yalav Yovo. So the Ashlama was done before the Chovah, so you have to daven another two times. Not the Stifler, that's only if you learn that the whole tefillah is rubbed out. If the tefillah is rubbed out, so the Chovah wasn't Yotzer. The Hashlama one was done before the Chovah, so you have to daven another two times. Not the Stifler, but if you learn that Yalav Yovo is just a Haskora. So the davening of Chovah, really he davened. And then he did his Hashlama. Now when he chaps, he missed Yalav Yovo, it's not as if he hasn't davened. He's davened the Shachris. Now in that Shachris, he's chayv to daven again to get the Haskora. So it's that won't be called, therefore, that zok the stipler. I'm very happy the Mincha can use that second tefillah as Hashlama. Right? So he missed Shachris, and he's davening Shachris, and the Shachris missed the Yalav Yovo. Then he did Hashlama Mincha. What's Pre-Chodesh? They have davened another twice? I don't know. That's only if you say the Shachris is completely rubbed out. You miss the Yalav Yovo, it's rubbed out. It's rubbed out, he started Hashlama, so if you davened twice again. If you don't rub out the Shachris is there. If you're mechuv to get a haskara, so you're going to have to daven again for the haskara, but the shachris is there. So then the mincha isn't rubbed out, the mincha is also kept. So you won't have to daven another one more time, you won't have to daven another twice. That's a pre-chodosh. There's many more halachas here to go through. Person on Shabbos comes to Motzah Shabbos, he missed the Shabbos davening, he's davening on a weekday, we spoke about before. Person on a weekday, on a mincha, Erev Shabbos missed out. He has to daven twice, Mariv. Once we switched over and made it into choyl. It's a richos in the poskim. If we have time, maybe another time, we can continue. So say a quick vort. Moedik Azach Yaakov Avinu was now on his way back, right? He's on his heading out of town, running away from Esav. He's gone to Shem Ve'eva. He's learned there 14 years. He's carrying on running. And suddenly chaps, Avarti Amokshu Spalal Avoysav. V'lai Spalalti. Now a person sitting in a car and he has to go all the way back. He forgot to daven with the chavay something and he has to start driving back. It's a big pain for a person to start driving back. So Yaakov Avinu wasn't driving, right? He's walking on his 2 feet. And he's planning to head back, a few days of walk over the mountains, schwitz through the cold heat, I don't know what it was, summer or winter. Yaakov Avinu has no chochmas. He's turning around, he's going back. Now you have to remember, it's not only that he's walking on his 2 feet through the mountains, dragging himself there with nothing with him. He's got his lechem lechem, beggar libush. He's going now towards Esav, right? He knows Esav's still looking for him. Esav's not going to give up on the bracha so quickly. This is for generations. So he's hidden away in Sheva Eva. It doesn't mean Esav's forgotten about him. It's clearly Esav's still looking for him. Now, his Bokshem is quite far away, so Esav doesn't know where he's in the mountains. He starts heading back, all the way back to Amuria. He's heading back home. He's quite old to find. Oh, and Esav's got enough men hanging around in the mountains. They're all looking for him, right? They have no. And Yaakov Avinu stops and he says to him, no, Avarti Mokshpala, voices Palauti, I'm going back. Come what may. What happened next? Next thing we knew is Kfitza Saderach and he's back in Amuria. Moedik Azach. The person has to do his little bit. It's always hundreds of chashbonos. Shem Shemaim, it's dangerous, and then if I'm walking and I'm going towards Esav, and then it's too complicated all this. Yaakov Avinu, by him, nothing's too complicated. This is what he's supposed to do, this has to be done. Turns around and he's walking back. What happened next thing he knew? He got Kfitza Derech. We see also by, later on, we see by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is walking in the Midbar, and he sees a snare there. Now, from that snare came the whole. Nevoah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go back to Mitzrayim, take Klal Yisrael out. Now Yaakov Avinu saw a thorn, he could have gone on to it, looked at it, looks very nice, and carried on going. That would be the end of it, be the end of the whole Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know what happened to Klal Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu would be the end. He would have seen the snare, and sure, very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, saw an over error, something going on here, there's something to stop, something to see. Right, a person who stops, does his a little bit, Kadosh Baruch Hu does the rest for him. I'm going to go back on the